Morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022. My name is Will, and I'll be running through today's brief. Look at some of the major areas yesterday. A couple things to note: U.S. dollar in positive territory, again continuing that uptrend. Then on the other end of the coin, we saw equities extend their losses from Friday. Russell 2000 all the way from small caps to S&P 500, NASDAQ composite, all down over 2%. Yesterday, kind of continuing to exhale after the notable rally that we've seen lately. But as we'll look across a lot of the charts today, these remain to be pullbacks at this point and not breakages of support. And then furthermore, on some of our distribution curves, this looks like a more normalizing move at this time, given the recent rally, and not necessarily a oversold posture nor a change of direction, at least at this point. Starting with that US dollar, though, just continuing to push higher, matching its multi-year chart high at 109, its highest level in about 20 years that it's testing right here. Consecutive buy signals still intact, higher bottoms along the way. Really no technical signs at this point of this rising greenback slowing down. The only thing I would say is that you are getting towards the top of that trading band here. So 58%, that's that location on the 10-week trading band here. A bit extended at this time. So maybe that could be a sign of a little bit of mean reversion, but overall, this is still a pretty pronounced uptrend. Keep in mind the US dollar is historically a headwind for international equities and commodities alike. But keep that in mind as we're seeing the continued strength from the US dollar here. Looking at the S&P 500 now, at a 20-point box, still a string of consecutive buy signals intact. This recent combo of those being put in Friday and Monday, but no breakage of support. 4120 and 4080, excuse me, are your closest levels of nearby support. Neither of those are probably material in and of themselves, but I would add 4160. That was your previous June highs. Some other forms of technical analysis will say that past resistance will become future support. So if we took a bit of that, maybe looking around 4160, see if we can hold there. But like I said, beyond that, 4120 and 4080 could offer some lighter levels of support for the S&P. Also add that kind of like the US dollar that I alluded to with that 10-week trading band, the S&P has pulled back towards the middle of that trading band. So we're saying that's a normalizing move because if you take out this recent column of those, you had a pretty big stem of X that we're sitting on near the top of the trading band. So statistically, this is a normalizing move towards the middle of that trading band and looks healthy at this time, at least. A counterpoint, some things that I have noticed across whether it's financial media or our own research, the S&P did recently fail at that 200-day moving average and was unable to break above that. So if I were to add a counterpoint to something to say that this was unable to meaningfully break out of a longer-term downtrend, that would be the case. Looking for the NASDAQ composite now on the 150-point chart, likewise, we saw a pullback into O's Friday and Monday, helping that your June highs around 12,300. So like I said before, may be something to keep in mind. It's definitely closer than your other support here, which is going to be 11,550 on point figure as that bottom column of those is down 11,550. Also the location of that recently created bullish support line, aka positive trend line. So overall, pulling back towards mean, weekly overbought, oversold levels are also cooling off at this time. Also adding in on 10-week momentum, if you're kind of up to speed on some of the jargon, 1-week moving average relative to that 5-week moving average, also getting a bit extended at the time. So all the cases here just kind of pointing towards a pullback, healthy consolidation after a pretty big rally. So other places on the platform that I like to get a look at in terms of distribution in terms of overbought, oversold status are our distribution curves. They're found under asset allocation distribution curves. Two of them I'm going to highlight today are the momentum distribution curve and then the weekly overbought, oversold distribution curve. These are for our DWA sectors. So we're measuring the percentage of stocks in each of these sectors meeting certain criteria. In this case, what percentage of stocks within the sectors are seeing positive weekly momentum. Right now, we still see a pretty rightward skew on this distribution curve. Think back to Stats 101. We typically like to see more of a bell curve shaped here, where we have a more of a consolidation and higher frequency of observations in the middle, and then less frequent observations on the tails. Right now, our right tail is still pretty heavy, seeing that a majority of stocks in most sectors also are still trading with positive weekly momentum. However, if you look back to before Friday, so we look back to the 18th, look at this view, a much more intense stackage on that right-hand side where almost every stock in every sector was seeing positive weekly momentum. So with a current print on the 22nd, we're seeing a much more normalized level, which is, I would say, positive at this point, at least getting us out of those overbought conditions. Similarly, if you're looking at the weekly overbought oversold value, so that's the placement on that trading band, as I mentioned, with the dollar, S&P, and NASDAQ composite. Recently, this has moved back towards mean, I would say, so around that 0% level. This is for the average stock in the average sector. So of the 40 DWA sectors, what percentage of stocks and where are they on their 10-week trading band? If we look back, this one looks even more intense. So before Friday, we had a pretty heavy rightward skew as well, being most stocks were on the overbought side of that 10-week trading band, but now moving back to the 22nd. This has been a normalizing move back towards the middle of that trading band. So overall, kind of the story of this morning is healthy pullback at this time. You need these pullbacks to sustain these types of market recoveries. Counterpoints would be some failure at those 200-day moving average, longer-term downtrend lines. From our in indicator perspective, kind of main indicator perspectives, we haven't seen any changes in Dolly, group scores, or bullish percents, positive trends at this time to kind of derail the near-term market momentum. So keep mind of those support levels, keep mind of the indicators, and then I'll be back tomorrow morning with another update.